cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Gangbusters! For chewing enjoyment plus long-lasting refreshment, treat yourself to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, full-bodied flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing helps keep your throat moist and adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Enjoy it often, every day, as millions do. Now, Gangbusters.
Good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Before the turn of the century, parts of the state of Kansas were practically a shooting gallery. During the days of the James, Younger, and Dalton gangs, nobody walked the streets of Dodge City or Abilene without two guns. The ghost of those killers seems to have lingered on in the person of Larry Oakes and his gang.
To bring you tonight's report, Gangbusters has asked Clyde L. Madden, Chief Criminal Investigator, Sheriff's Office, Wichita, Kansas, to narrate by proxy the case of the Kansas Collectors. Please continue, Chief Madden.
Well, the best time to start this report is during the middle of December, and the best place in a car outside a bus station.
Roll the wind up, Ruthie.
Honey, it's hot in the car.
Got cold.
Larry, we have to breathe.
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world, these inhalers. Clears up the head right away. Gets back into the passages. Clears out the sinus. I tell you I had sinusitis?
Several times. What time is Mallory's bus due?
Said 7:05. Well, the doc in prison said I had one of the worst cases of sinusitis he ever saw.
Think this is him?
I guess so. It's the best thing in the world.
Larry, light me a cigarette.
What is this stuff, Ruthie? Lighting cigarettes, opening doors, waiting for me to pull out chairs for you? What's get into you?
Look, I waited 4 years for you to get out of prison. I'd like to know you're around.
I'm around.
Here comes Mallory.
Brought that beat-up shortwave portable. Told him to leave that thing behind.
Don't start anything, honey.
It's cold. Hey, Mallory, over here.
Larry, Ruthie, greetings of the season.
Sounds like he's been celebrating early.
What's a good word?
Get in, it's cold. I got a cold.
What you need is a couple of good hookers. Get into bed, put on a couple of sweaters, and sweat it out. That's what I do.
Yeah, it comes to a cold, everybody's a doctor.
What kind of a job we going on?
We brought the big truck, didn't we, Mallory?
Well, I can see that.
So it's a big job.
Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Martin. In about an hour. Same to you, sir. Goodbye. The sheriff called to wish us a Merry Christmas. You know, I'd sure like to wrap this case up as a Christmas present for him.
Well, I think you're on the wrong track, Lieutenant.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
The drugstore was in Oklahoma. Cash and narcotics. Two men, woman, waiting in the car.
And the car had Kansas plates.
The liquor store was held up in Wichita. Cash and 19 cases of liquor. Two men and a woman, but this time it was a black panel truck with Oklahoma plates.
The descriptions fit.
Outside of the jewelry store and the liquor store, none of the robberies were committed in Kansas.
Well, they were all close enough. No more than an hour's drive over the state line.
I just can't figure the M.O. There's no pattern.
I tell you, Sid, this is no new gang. These are pros. Besides cash, they're stealing merchandise and wholesale lots, which means they've got to have someplace to unload it. Maybe we ought to concentrate on that angle.
Well, there aren't many fences can handle the stuff they've gotten away with.
Which means they must spread it around. Now, with that many outlets, we ought to be able to get a lead.
But the gang could be working out of any one of four states. Doesn't have to be Kansas.
I say it's Kansas. Maybe our own backyard.
Well, that's pretty.
Hmm?
Christmas carol.
Hmm.
This makes it official. It's really Christmas Eve.
Hmm. Let's call it a day, eh?
Sure. At least we can relax tonight. I don't think they'll pull anything.
Why not?
Christmas Eve.
In the movies, maybe. But in real life, there are no sentimental crooks.
Christmas Eve, Larry. So many people walking around.
Yeah, and so much cash in the till.
That much I'll admit, but I still think we're sticking our necks out.
Oh, Larry outdid himself this time, Mallory. This is going to be a pushover.
Well, these coveralls are a nice touch.
Middle of the next block, honey.
I see it.
Now, you'll come in the store with us and keep a gun on the owner and any customers that might drop in.
Yep.
You brought that beat-up shortwave set, Mallory. Did you bring a gun?
Inside the case.
Two customers are just leaving, honey.
It's starting to snow again. My luck to catch a cold.
Listen to me now. When we get back to the house, a couple of good
sluts... Say, the store's empty.
All right, let's go.
Well, good evening. What can I do for you?
We've got a big order for you to fill.
Glad to oblige.
Well, that's fine. Now, the first thing you do is take a look at this.
Again? This is a holdup.
I like to steal from intelligent people. Gives a little class to the business.
But this is Christmas Eve.
All you have to do is get in the Christmas spirit. Suppose we start with the cash register.
Keep an eye on the door, doll.
Okay.
Come on, you. What's your name?
Simmons.
What a pretty color, Green.
Well, you're a nice, big, strapping
guy.
You've
got all the money. Please go.
Never interrupt me when I'm talking.
You didn't have to do that.
I enjoyed it. Now, listen. You're going to help us load these radios and phonograph sets in the back of that truck. You understand?
Yes, sir.
That's better. If anybody stops you, tell them we're making deliveries for you. Understand?
Deliveries.
And don't make any mistakes, because I'd just as soon kill you, mister. Honey, sit in this chair by the door. Keep your pocketbook in your lap and your gun behind it.
Do we leave the door open?
Yeah.
Open it, Mr. Simmons.
He's still snoring.
Come along, Mr. Simmons.
Better help them with the stuff.
Take those combination sets.
Yeah.
Gonna have to be careful with the heavy stuff. It's getting slippery.
Hey, you.
Yes?
You drop that stuff and I'll bust your teeth out. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Honey, can I have this?
What do you need it for?
I just want it.
Hey, don't bother with that one. It's a cheap set. Take the one next to it.
This thing weighs a ton.
Costs a fortune, too.
Honey, can I?
Okay, if you want it.
Listen.
Come on, we haven't got all night.
Okay, Simmons, get your back into it.
Pretty, isn't it?
You know, when I was a kid, maybe 9 years old, I got one of those for my mother for her birthday.
I bet she was happy.
She was happy, all right. She beat me for a week.
Why?
Some jerk went and told her I stole her from the 5 and 10.
Friends, next time you chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, notice how cool and fresh it makes your mouth feel. That's because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum has lots of lively, refreshing flavor in every stick. The minute you sink your teeth in, that cooling flavor begins to freshen your taste and relieve that hot, dry feeling in your throat. It sweetens the breath, too. Millions of people carry Wrigley's Spearmint Gum with them, wherever they go, for quick, long-lasting refreshment and for real chewing enjoyment. Next time you're at the store, get some Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now, back to Gangbusters. And Chief Clyde L. Madden, Sheriff's Office, Wichita, Kansas.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, the Larry Oakes gang kept moving. The day after Christmas, they traveled 70 miles to hold up a laundry in a supermarket, and then returned to their home in Byram. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Martin went back to interview the owner of the radio store for the second time. That's a big seller, Lieutenant. I'm going to need a lot of big sellers to cover my losses.
I understand.
We don't like to bother you again, Mr. Simmons, but you were kind of upset when we questioned you before.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The man who was the leader, he would have used that gun.
We think he did. On a druggist in Missouri.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
You sure you can't remember anything else they said? Any names, accents, manner of speech?
Well, nothing that I didn't tell you before.
I see.
Oh, did I tell you that they knew how to load a truck? No wasted space, no lost time. They did everything just... Oh, excuse me for a moment. A customer.
Yeah.
They got a lot of guts, Lieutenant. They don't care who identifies them, don't care how long they spend in a place.
Sid, how good are you at packing a suitcase?
Somebody has to pack for me. I never seem to get things right.
Mm-hmm. How about the trunk of your car?
What are you getting at, Lieutenant?
To pack a truck and get the most out of the space, you've got to know what you're doing. They knew what they were doing. Good.
Hey, Ruthie.
Just a minute.
Bring in some water.
I'm on the phone.
Couple of aspirin.
That's from Mexico City, Larry. Remember that tune?
Yeah.
You and your remedies.
Oh, so it didn't work. At least you enjoyed the medicine.
Here's your water and aspirin.
Thanks. How about killing that thing?
Well?
She said yes.
I think I'm making a mistake. A dame who hasn't got a date with New Year's Eve tomorrow night, I don't know.
Oh, you like this girl, Mallory. She's a good dancer and a lot of fun.
How come she didn't have a date?
I told you. She just got in from New York.
Ugh. When they melt in your mouth, what a taste.
You want a shot, honey?
No.
This job you got lined up, Larry, what do you think it'll net?
A barrel.
You should see the size of that apartment, Mallory.
It's not an apartment, honey. It's a development.
There must be thousands of people live there.
Now, we're going to get to the manager's office at 10 o'clock in the morning.
What? 10 in the morning? Why?
Honey, it is kind of early.
Look, they bank at 11. You see, Sunday is New Year's Day, so Monday is a legal holiday. That means that everybody will come in to pay their rent on Tuesday morning.
What an angle. I'll bet this is the first time in the world anybody ever held up an apartment house.
People start paying their rent at 8 in the morning. By 10, they'll be standing in line.
And we collect it. For the management.
I wonder what's holding them up.
Most of them are in, Lieutenant.
Yeah, you'd never think that many cons gotten out of jail since the 1st of October.
We still haven't found anyone who comes close to fitting our description. Hey, wait a minute. Report from Joliet.
Nothing.
That wanted bulletin from Jersey, Red Dreyfus. He sure looked like our boy.
No, he's a loner, Sid. I'm looking for a guy who works with an organization.
Just a second. Dan Dyer. Ever heard of him?
Nah, the con man. This is out of his line.
Maybe this one will help. Larry Oakes. How about him?
Let me see that.
Yeah, here.
Released on October 3rd. Does he fit the bill? Records? Lieutenant Martin, get me everything you got on Larry Oakes. O-A-K-S. Yeah, everything, including his old pals. Well, as soon as you can.
Didn't he have a wife?
Yeah, that's right. Ruth. Waited 4 years for him to get a... Hello? Yeah, Sergeant, round up the staff. I want them all in my office in 15 minutes.
This report doesn't show what happened to him after he left.
Well, we'll send out an APB. Get every available man to help trace him down.
He's before my time, Lieutenant. Is this his M.O.?
Sid, you know, some guys have a pattern. They'll only steal from jewelry stores. Some stick to supermarkets, some banks.
Yeah.
Well, now, Larry Oak's got a pattern, too.
Doesn't look like it.
He'll steal anything that isn't nailed down.
See how anybody can live in these apartment places. Like those Indians who used to live up in the side of the hills.
You know, if I ever get married, I'm going to get one of those ranch-type houses.
After that exhibition you gave New Year's Eve, a girl would have to be crazy to marry you.
Come on, the manager's office is the next building, ground floor. Me, I like the kind of a house we got in Byram.
room to move around in.
You don't have to clean it.
Two floors, an attic, cellar. That's a house.
I wonder how many people live in this development.
Plenty. They all pay rent.
I hope they pay in cash.
And keep your gun in your pocket till we get in the office. Second door down the hall. Come on.
Door's open.
We're going as fast as we can, madam.
Watch the door, Ruthie.
You there. You'll have to get in line, sir.
Shut up.
What did you say? Sir, this is a busy morning and my nerves are in no condition.
That's a gun in your belly, mister.
Is this some kind of a joke?
You don't hear anyone laughing, do you? This is a stick-up. Ah! Everybody shut up. Shut the door, honey.
The safe is open.
Clean it out.
Check.
Come on, you. Where's the stuff you got in the last hour?
In the top drawer.
Anybody comes to the door, let them in. The rest of you, get on the floor.
Good business here.
Shove it in the bag.
We clean out these people?
Don't forget the jewelry.
Okay, lady, you heard. The rings.
Just dump your cash and jewelry on the desk and lie on the floor. And no screams.
You won't get away with this, I tell you.
You gonna try and stop us?
No, but...
I thought I told you to lie on the floor.
There's no room on the floor.
Lie on top of him, the fat one.
That's ridiculous.
I guess you need some help.
Sorry.
Shut up.
Well, how long are we gonna stick around, pal?
We're in no hurry.
Jewelry and cash on the desk. Bodies on the floor.
Place is getting kind of crowded, you know.
Plenty of chairs. Use one. Who sneezed?
I did. I got a cold.
Gesundheit. But next time, cover your mouth.
The real estate guy who rented the house gave us a perfect description of Oakes.
Yeah, has nothing but praise for him. An excellent tenant.
I only hope he hasn't pulled up stakes.
I will know soon enough. Slow down a little.
He said it was a red brick house.
The Oakes gang pulled that apartment job, I'd say they headed home. I'd say they're there now.
How many men have you alerted?
Enough. Slow down, it's on this block.
Yeah, number 72.
58. 64. 70. Go past the house and park.
Hey, that's Danny's car across the street.
That's right. Danny and Sam will cover the rear of the house. I got men stationed all around the block.
We're going in the front way?
In 2 minutes.
It's a nice neighborhood. Quiet.
It'll get noisy soon enough.
St. Louis woman, widow of a diamond. Oh, I sure wish I could sing. Where's that from, Mallory?
Ireland. That new whip antenna and that pair of 807s I put in triple the power. You get Ireland like it's next door.
Sounds loud.
La, da, da, da,
anyhow, we just stole 100 new ones. You can take a pick.
Larry, you got a tin ear.
When's that fence coming to pick up this stuff? There's so much junk around, I can't even move.
It'll be here about 2 in the morning.
That's 6-7 hours.
Dumb.
Want to
dumb,
go to a movie?
Why not? How about it, Larry?
Okay.
You got a shave.
I shaved this morning.
So you need another shave. It won't take you long, honey.
Okay. What'd I do with that woman?
Just go upstairs and get it over with. And don't cut yourself. Da-da-dum, da.
Try the knob.
It's locked.
Yeah. Have to kick it in.
Want me to do it?
No, I'll do it. Bust in, find cover quick.
Okay.
One. Two.
Three!
Ah!
Stand where you are. Keep your hands high. Where's Oakes?
He's in town.
Frisk him, Sid.
Okay.
What's the idea? You...
38.
Okay, Ruthie, where's yours?
My 38's on the shelf.
I see it.
Now, where's Larry Oak?
Hey, look out!
Keep him the top of those steps.
It's going to be tough to knock him off here.
Oak!
What do you want, cop? You better come down. You haven't got a chance.
I like my chances.
Sid, keep those two covered.
All right, down on the floor. Both of you.
I can get a shot at him from behind that post.
Watch out when you cross that hall.
Yeah.
Don't try that again, cop. Don't try it.
Want to give up, Larry?
Want to come and get me?
I'll get you the next time, Oakes.
Here's a present for you.
Last chance.
Sid, keep those two covered. I'm going to duck out for a clear shot.
Good luck.
I got him.
He dead?
No, I got him in the hip.
Lucky shot, copper. Lucky shot.
Yeah, I'm paid to be lucky. Now, come on, you three. Let's go.
My leg.
You, help him.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
Are you just gonna leave with the front door broken?
Why not?
Are you crazy? You're just asking for someone to walk in the place and pick it clean.
Well, gangbusters listeners, the Larry Oakes gang was completely smashed. Oakes got 40 years, Mallory got 15 years, and Ruth is at present serving out a shorter sentence. Through interrogation, Lieutenant Martin found out the names of the two men who sold the stuff for Oakes, and both of them drew long prison terms.
Thank you, Clyde L. Madden, Chief Criminal Investigator, Sheriff's Office, Wichita, Kansas. In just a moment, Gangbusters, Nationwide Clues. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're working, driving your car, or busy doing other things. Just slip a stick into your mouth and chew it as long as you like. The pleasant chewing will make the time pass more pleasantly for you, and you'll enjoy that cooling, refreshing flavor. It'll help to keep your mouth and throat moist. A real help on warm summer days. Keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy all the time. Chew and enjoy it often, as millions do. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, broadcast every week to assist American police in their war against the underworld. Attention all citizens, be vigilant for Otto Austin Lowell, sought by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for the crime of murder. His official description.
Age, 43, 5 feet 10, 160 pounds, medium build, brown hair, brown eyes, medium complexion. May seek work as a molder, foundry worker, or mariner.
This man has the following identifying marks. 1-inch scar on right knee, 2 scars left forearm, tattoos on both forearms. He has false teeth, which he seldom wears, causing cheeks to appear sunken. He frequently wears Western-type clothing, reportedly speaks Chinese, and frequents Chinese restaurants. He has a hobby of gunsmithing.
Caution! Otto Lowell should be considered extremely dangerous. He reportedly always carries a gun on his person and is an excellent marksman. If you have any information concerning this clue, notify your local police, the nearest office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by David P. Harmon and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Ken Lynch, Tweets Allison, and Bill Smith in leading roles. The entire production was supervised for CBS Radio by John Ives. Gaylord Avery speaking. Gangbusters, a production of CBS Radio in cooperation with Phillips H. Lord, is brought to you each week, same time, same station, by Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're busy. This is the CBS Radio Network.